a play call!
You're listening to the best of the Commanders.
And it is good! Washington wins!
A weekly mix of 106.7 The Fan and 980 The Team's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Want to hear from you, Commanders fans. What are you feeling now after the Commanders pound the Raiders? Put up 41 points, 400 yards of offense versus the Raiders, 201 yards on the ground. Let me point this out. A lot of questions about the Commanders' offense after the loss against the Packers. And they weren't firing on all cylinders against the Giants. But looking back on that game, they had 423 yards of offense. So they actually had more offensive yards in the game against the Giants. And they had more rushing yards against the Giants. They ran for 220 yards rushing, which as a team right now, if you look at their offensive ranking, even though it doesn't feel like it's been great for 3 weeks, they have the number 9 ranked offense, averaging 354 yards per game. That's with a dud against the Packers. And they have the number 2 rushing offense.
No, it doesn't matter. You got to score points.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Well, and also,
their rushing attack's legit. They're going to be top 3 all year.
They should be. That's how they're designed.
We have said this. You kind of look. They've been good on the ground. You kind of have to factor in who they've beaten.
That's true.
That's absolutely true.
Don't you?
I think so. But they're
because you've got an 0-3 team and a 1-2 team.
I agree, but there have been moments where the Giants look really good. There have been moments. So, like, you know, there's still NFL teams.
Well, the moments where they were in the Cowboys.
Dallas secondary is really bad.
Dallas' defense gives it up to everybody.
Look, I'm not trying to take anything away from them.
Well, no,
I think you have to factor in who they ran against.
Yeah, it's always a factor, but this is what I expected, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think we all did, yeah.
I expected this. No, not yesterday, but like all season long.
For
I was
the
like,
year, yeah.
Oh, yeah, explosive team. We're only going to be better. And we didn't see it in the preseason, and we didn't see it in the first 2 weeks. We saw some rushing. You know, we moved the chain some, but we didn't score. We weren't scoring. And we finally did
it. I just questioned the running game because you really had three guys. You let Robinson go. Yeah. All right. And I get it. You had three guys that were kind of unproven.
Right. But they've all shown flashes and moments. They've just never been asked to carry the load. And it doesn't look like any of them are going
to
be.
They don't
it's
have
It's going to be
no,
a committee.
Split it. Yeah.
It's going to be a committee.
That's the way it's looking at
this
point.
But they're all capable.
And that's fine because they're all going to be fresh when they get in there.
Yeah. I mean, what an advantage.
Right. They're all
the
be
way
fresh.
They're rotating those guys in, I know it's maddening for fantasy guys. I literally had guys on my timeline bitter that it was McNichols and not Bill. They were literally bitter.
Right.
That one guy said, he handed off the wrong guy. Well, Bill wasn't even on the field.
He wasn't there.
It's crazy.
I think.
But he scored.
I think you want to look at the opponents. It does provide context, but at this point,
but you got to beat the bad.
I mean,
teams.
The Bills. Yes. The Bills are 3-0. Everybody thinks the Bills are great. Now they beat the Ravens. Mm-hmm. The Ravens are a great team. They also beat the Jets and the Dolphins. You know what I mean? Like it's just the way it's
loaded with cupcakes.
I know,
but they're the point is 10
this way it works out.
But look,
sometimes.
The Bills are proven over the years.
Right,
they're
right.
Proven. I mean, they get to the playoffs.
That's why
every
even
year.
The Chiefs, who were like last night. Watch them figure it out as the season progresses.
But it's probably. What
to
the Commanders
and when they get their guys
to
back
an extent.
Too.
Let's be real; it's what the Commanders did last year.
Mm-hmm.
They won 12 games. They mostly beat up on inferior opponents. That's
what
you have
to do,
right?
Yeah, you're not
like I don't want to discredit them because they beat a bad team.
No, I feel
they beat. But by the way, they didn't just beat them; they dominated.
They
them.
Crushed.
Well,
them.
Listen, if they didn't keep them in the game, they could have scored 50.
And they
we
dominated
kept them
in
the game for most of the first half.
And they dominated them. With the backup quarterback and with all those guys hurt. So to me, that told me something. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to the phones.
I'll say this. I feel way better than I did last week. Last week, I was really questioning
when
the
you
directions.
When you destroy a team and manhandle them like the Commanders did with your backup quarterback, you have to feel great about it.
Yeah, I feel great.
There's no way you can feel bad about yesterday's win.
I mean, it was obvious. From almost the opening kick that we were the superior team.
Yes.
But they did what they were supposed to do. All right, let's go to Kevin in D.C. Kevin, what's up?
Happy Victory Monday, fellas.
Yes, yeah, sir. Play it, Cakes.
There we go.
Hey, am I the only one that's seeing number 94 playing like a man possessed?
He played amazing yesterday.
Is it a contract year? Is that what people say?
I hate when people say that, but yeah.
He played amazing yesterday. He played, if you look, he played great in the Packers game. He was a stud also in the Jazz game. I think he's benefiting from Mr. Allen moving to Minnesota.
I don't know. Maybe Kinlaw being in there. I mean, you'd be hard-pressed.
We might have Preston Smith on the field this week.
You might. I mean, Vaughn obviously is adding some pass rush. I think you'd be hard-pressed to look at someone and point them out and say, man, they really played bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even Lattimore had a day. They only targeted him twice, gave up one catch. I don't think he had any penalties.
And he leaves early with a concussion.
I mean.
Or that they think a concussion, being tested for it.
I thought he came back.
Did he pop back into the game?
I thought he came back. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think he did.
Did he not?
I don't think he
did. No, because they said, because remember Jen Hale said he went to the locker room.
Yeah.
I don't think
he did. I thought they said he came back.
I could be wrong, but I thought he was out.
I thought they said he came back.
When did that happen? Is that second quarter or third quarter?
I can't remember the timeline
of
the injury.
Nevertheless, the point is that from top to bottom, it was great. Other than the kicker, who I wanted to kill.
Hey, he kicked a 56-yarder.
Oh, then he did salvage the day.
Redemption.
But prior to that.
Oh, I know what you were thinking.
Well, I'm just like, it's not like, how long are we going to do this?
And that was a 37-yarder. That was so makeable.
Yeah, you can't miss that.
That's his specialty.
Opening kickoff out of the, off.
Yeah, if I were Adam Peters, I'd be bringing in just a rotation of kickers.
All right, but he did make up for it. He kicked the 56-yarder.
No, he did. He salvaged the day, and so it's a reprieve.
He's got to make the 37-yarder.
No, it's a reprieve. It's a reprieve. I think if you start bringing in kickers now, you're really going to mess with his head.
Yeah.
So you got to.
Who cares?
You can wait.
You could see.
Well, who cares? You care because he's your guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he can easily not be the guy. Like this. Snap of the finger.
I think you give him another week.
I think
Cakes.
They're not as interchangeable as you
give him another week.
It wouldn't be my top priority, but it's on my whiteboard.
No, he's.
Bring in kicker tryouts.
Yeah, but as soon as you bring him in, you're really. It's only a matter of time then.
Yeah, that's fine. He's living on borrowed time. His time is borrowed already.
Yeah, but if he can get on a heater, he can erase all that.
Okay, you have
now,
a
just
weird
a year ago
for bad kickers.
Okay, Cakes,
just a year ago,
the streaky nature of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a year ago,
Cakes isn't giving him credit for kicking a 56-yarder. You got to give him credit for that.
You're
killing him, but not giving him credit.
I ding you more for missing under 40 yarders than I give you credit for 56 yarders. You know why? Because everybody hits 56 yarders in 2025.
He doesn't.
Not him, but the rest of the league does.
He does it, but Cakes also, I think he thinks literally you could just find one anywhere.
I do think that.
You can't always.
I generally think that.
Well, how come we haven't had one?
I don't know. It's a blind spot for Adam.
How come we haven't had like the same guy for
years? I don't know.
We're always going through guys.
I can't figure it out.
Just a year ago,
Matt Gay was 9 for 9 on 20 for 29. 12 for 12 on 30 for 39.
How many years ago is this?
Last year. And 7 for 7 on 40 for 49.
I care about. The now, the present. I don't care about what
he missed
one
kick. He just made a 56.
He missed.
So he got a little momentum.
Okay, you guys love bad kickers.
It's not
I can't
that.
Argue with
it's
you. You love
that,
bad
it's
kickers.
A streaky
you're
going to
bring in a bad kicker if you cut Gay.
Yeah.
You're going to bring in a bad kicker.
That's fine.
So what's the point of that?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm ready to bring in the next.
You see,
I'm over him. I'm over Matt Gay. And I'm not the only one.
No, a lot
if
of people
I'm giving
are,
him another week. You're not. I'm giving him another
he
week.
He gets another
is,
week.
Is 30 for 30 good under 50?
Of course.
That's what he
generally
was last
that's
year.
Good.
30
yeah.
for 30.
Again, I don't.
So this was his first missed kick under 50 in 2 years.
I don't care about last year.
Well,
I care about what's happening in the here and now. You keep thinking about last year. I care about now.
People do care about your resume and what you've accomplished and your track record. It does factor in decisions. Mm. Like, have you done it before or have you not?
Man, Cakes is. Oh, he's bitter today.
He's mean. He's mean to kickers.
I'm not mean to kickers. It's just he's not very good.
Look, they may think
I
about
feel like
it.
An upgrade isn't that hard.
I don't think he's extraordinary.
I don't think
by
you're
going to
get much of an upgrade on a guy who's sitting on his couch.
Yeah, maybe you could get the Dooku
maybe
Kim
not.
Guy or whatever his name is.
Justin
that's
Tucker.
The guy that died to Ray Mancini.
There you go.
Is it Young Wei Koo?
I'm making a joke.
I understand. I know jokes.
Let's go to. Let's go to Jack. Jack, what's up?
What's up? How are you
Turn
guys?
Down your radio, Jack. Come on, this is Radio 101, right. Man.
What's up?
Oh, there you go. Is that good?
It's yep. better, yes.
Much better.
All right. Hey, I want to say, hey, first of all, it's good to be on your radio show. I love to hear you guys bicker amongst yourselves who's right or who's wrong. But, no, it was I've been a fan since 1969, and if things go well, I'm supposed to be going to the Detroit Lions game here. I think it's in October or November. But about the game, it was a great game. And like I said earlier on the line, I don't know why they won't get Luke McCaffrey more involved in the offensive scheme. I don't know why.
Because other guys are better.
They have other guys that are better.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Like,
they have other guys that are
Debo
better.
Samuel.
Running the kind of routes that they want them to run or what?
They like even like Jalen Lane better as a receiver.
I think he's a little bit more explosive. Listen, Luke got out there because
Jalen had a bad
Terry
drop.
Got
he's
hurt.
Gonna catch
I think
that
that's when
zone.
His reps went up. When Terry got hurt, boom, all of a sudden Luke was out there.
He appears to be fifth on the depth chart for wide receivers.
But that's fine. I like it. Okay. I'm glad he
Let
had
him find
that play.
His way.
Add that to your resume. Add that to your confidence. You know, he's still only a second-year guy. Let's not completely give up on him yet. Let's go to Gary, Upper Marlboro. Gary, what's up?
Good morning, Junks. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to go back to somebody. I don't know if it was on your radio show or somebody else's radio show, but a guy said, listen, don't take this game and blow it out of proportion. You're going to win this game. You got to remember all of the stuff that you guys were talking about on Friday. Las Vegas was in a difficult position here. First of all, they're a bad team, but the schedulers didn't do them any favors. They
For
looked
sure.
like they were
They had a disadvantage.
Like they were,
yeah.
Yeah, they played like they were looked at on a bunch of Benadryl yesterday.
They also won four games a year ago. They're a bad team.
We said going in, they're not a very good
team.
You
know what?
Actually said they were bucked.
The Commanders kind of looked like that in the Packers game when they were on short rest and had to go play a really good team on the road.
That's why, I think that they need to burn this tape and they need to go back and say, listen, guys, we played a great game, but that was a compromised team. Their best player was hurt. They don't have anything going on offense, defense.
They're not
going to
do that. They're not
going to
diminish it. They're not going to do that.
I know they're not going to do that. But the fact of the matter is
they're going
to
build on it.
That game in context.
They are.
Thanks for your call, pal. Okay.
They're going to build on it, man. Just take the positive.
But you also have
Why has it got to be so bad?
You also have to beat those teams and take advantage
of
teams.
You stomp on them.
That aren't good, that are coming off, coming on the road, and then are on short rest. You got to take advantage of that.
If they had done what I expected, which was a one-point squeaker, then I think you go in here and you go, what are we dealing with here? What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to beat them by 16, 17.
They
really should have beat them by 25.
No win was going to be good enough.
It's crazy.
This team.
The only negative from yesterday.
For me, it's good enough.
The only negative from yesterday, the injuries are piling up.
The injuries are piling up.
I mean, you've got 8 or 9 guys that are either out for the year or out for significant time or got hurt yesterday.
And this is something they did not deal with last year. John Kime touched on it. Like, they ran really good when it came to injuries.
I mean, they've played 3 games.
I know.
And you got 8 or 9 guys banged up.
Yeah.
Well, we knew we were going to come back to earth on a lot of this stuff.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it's... You start bringing in that many backups, that's going to take its toll.
From the what's his name? The weird from LSU.
Yeah, Darius Geis.
Yeah.
Remember, Darius Geis got Ron Rivera fired with that one, the highlight of his career in Washington. That was the longest run by a Washington running back since Darius Geis in week 13 of the 2019 season.
When Ron was in Carolina.
Yeah. Ron got fired after that game. It's the longest touchdown run by a Washington player since Steven Sims in Week 5, 2019.
Damn.
Who'd they play in Week 5, 2019? They must have kicked their ass. longest
the Dolphins?
If you just randomly remember Week 5, 2019, shout out to you, Landfill.
Wasn't that the first game after Jay got fired?
Yeah.
And they played the Dolphins because the Dolphins were tanking that
year? Down in Miami, yeah. And they had the big lead, and then they benched, who was that quarterback, Rosen? They benched Rosen at halftime and brought Fitz in, and Fitz brought him all the way back.
Yeah, Fitz started balling.
That was the longest touchdown run by a Washington running back since Adrian Peterson in week 13 of 2018. That was in Philly, I think, when... Mark Sanchez hand him the ball. It was a highlight of Mark Sanchez.
1 yard line.
Yeah,
he
Washington
just went
career
the whole way.
All right, Landfill. What was your favorite play yesterday?
My favorite play was the McNichols touchdown, just basically for the reasons you've been saying the last couple of seasons. I just think that the running game hasn't been going at all, and it's incredibly frustrating to watch 1 and 2 yard runs all the time. It would be fantastic if they could get that going. I really enjoyed seeing that yesterday.
I also, that was a point in the game they needed it. It was 10-10, and everybody was butt tight in Northwest Stadium. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's like, dude, how are they hanging around here? And then McNichols breaks that. Then DQ gets trucked. Matt Gay's able to make one before halftime, a 56-yarder, and bang, it's a 10-point lead going into halftime.
They should have had another at least 17 points.
They left a lot on the table in the first half, but they didn't in the second. Jeffrey, you're kind of the chief vibes officer over at Northwest Stadium. You know how people are feeling. How much fun did you have? Were you DJing yesterday or just hanging?
Yes, I was DJing Legends Plaza yesterday.
He did both of them. He didn't just DJ. He was hanging too.
Confident in that. Were you DJing pregame or halftime?
Both.
What were the vibes like pregame?
Oh, they were lit. Even though it was a loss last week, this fan base is back. It's like a quarterback now. We forgot about that. We on to the next week. That's out of our mind. Everyone came in excited to play.
What was it like at halftime then?
Oh, it was still lit.
Okay.
You know, everyone came up to me, hey man, we gotta do this. I said, it's second half, let's watch. And it turned up. My favorite play yesterday though. It's really two, and the real reason these two plays is because the energy in the stadium was crazy. First play of the game on the kickoff, when Debo took it back, it was so loud. I'm breaking down my speakers to put them on the stage from the band. You can just feel the rumble in Legends Plaza.
Yeah.
And then when Terry McLaurin, they should have challenged that play because it was a touchdown.
They did. I thought he did.
No. The problem is it was ruled a touchdown. Then expedited review said he was short. So if the review says it's short, you're not going to challenge it because they just reviewed it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they need to take more time.
If they look at that arm, his shin was on top of a boy's arm.
Yes, and he was in the air. But what made that play the most exciting play, an eruption of Terry.
It was awesome. Yeah. It was loud as hell right in front of me.
It was just a good feeling. Yesterday was just it was needed. That win was needed. It didn't start out how we all wanted it to, but it was needed. It was real neat, and that's how you were supposed to handle business yesterday.
Yeah, you're totally right. It's what they needed to do. They had the long break. Vegas had short rest. I think Washington's good. I think Vegas is bad. That's how it's supposed to look.
Yep.
And nothing's ever going to be easy in the NFL. Ask Green Bay yesterday. Like,
that was shocking.
It was a little tight at various times, but that's how it's supposed to finish. White Brian, as a Giants fan, what was your favorite play yesterday? One of the Russ picks? How he hit the goalposts on fourth and goal?
Every time Darius Slayton touched the ball.
What was your favorite play in the Commanders game, Dub D?
Bill's touchdown because I got 6 fantasy points.
Bang. Shout out to Bill. I don't know how to handle the fantasy community. I tried to tell people this in training camp preseason. Like, it's going to be a committee. They're going to roll with a committee.
And people get mad.
And yesterday, C-Rod hadn't been active yet. He's your first back. He got the first 4 carries probably. Bill did have they ran a really nice play. I thought that was a really smart design to deal with Crosby, because you didn't see Crosby singled up very much, but there was a clear pre-snap where you're like, okay, Crosby's got Connerly one-on-one, and Jaden was in shotgun with Bill to his right. Crosby's there.
You mean Mariota was in shotgun?
Yes. Yes, I do. Mariota's in shotgun with Bill to his right, and Crosby's there on the right side staring down Connerly, and you're like, oh, boy. So you're thinking, all right, Bill's going to have to help here. Play starts. Crosby gets off the ball fast as hell. And it was a perfectly timed little slip screen. Bill just drops just below it. Mariota gets him the ball, and it's a nice little gainer.
Yeah.
And I thought Cliff had a hell of a day yesterday. They clearly showed a commitment to the run game that they didn't in Green Bay. Game situations also dictate a lot of that stuff. Yep. They ran the hell out of the football. Now, the McNichols 60-yarder certainly helps, but they finished 32 for 201. That's 6.3 a carry.
Yeah.
If you back out McNichols' big run, which you shouldn't, but if you do, you're at 31 for 140, which is still, I don't know, what is that, 4.4 yards per carry?
Yeah.
And
it's up there.
I just think
that's closer to five. 31 for 140. That's right.
Four and a half,
five,
whatever.
Six, yeah.
They ran the ball really well. I thought the offensive line performed well. I want to talk about changes to the offensive line and some stuff that surprised people. But for me, just because everything has been, the Debo kick return, the Lane, the Luke, the Terry, like all the McNichols, all the big plays. I loved Mariota's just calmness throughout the game. But the play that really stood out to me, Armstrong was really good. Wagner had two sacks.
Wagner was rolling yesterday.
Wagner
looked like he was fast yesterday.
They had a great stat about Wagner. I'm going to see if I can find it. I think that was his first. So Wagner had his first two-sack game.
In his career?
Yeah. The first time. No. Not in his career. First time he's had two sacks in a game since week four of 2023. So 2 years, almost to the number.
Yeah.
But the play, I wouldn't call this my favorite play, but the play that will go kind of unremembered, if you will, the Von Miller sack. He showed
now, he came off of that
juice
thing so fast.
It was.
What did he say when he got here? I could wake up and rush the passer.
That was really impressive.
He had Ben lean everything, bro.
Dude, I thought that was a heck of a play from Von Miller. Because, you know, like, Dorrance was getting pressures throughout. Bobby was able to get home twice. Javonte Jean-Baptiste did a really good job of getting Geno down, and it was behind the line, so it was a sack. But also, Geno had room to run there if JB doesn't get to him. But that Von Miller sack, just, it was like a little glimpse, a reminder of like, oh, snap. Von Miller's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we hadn't seen that much of that. And you're like, oh, gosh, that dude still has crazy speed.
Triumph, a gift to this area to be able to bring RFK back to the city.
Mariota throwing and open is Terry McLaurin. They wanted the deep shot. They got it. And touchdown, Washington.
Should have been a touchdown. It was instant reviewed and called down short of the goal line. That was a bad instant review. This from someone who is a coach in the area. Bobby Wagner's game yesterday is one of the more fascinating games of the year by an off-ball linebacker. He was incredible as a pass rusher, very good against the run. He can't cover anybody anymore. Yeah, I did notice in coverage, Wagner, I think, on one of Tucker's touchdowns had that area. And he had a couple of coverage issues, I think, in the Green Bay game. But man, Wagner as a run stopper and as a pass rusher yesterday was outstanding, as was everybody outstanding as a pass rusher and a run stopper against the Raiders yesterday. All right, 301-230-0980. Ben's going to join us at 12. You'll hear from Luke McCaffrey next hour as well, but we'll keep the phone lines going. Ronnie, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Good morning. How y'all doing? And thanks,
good, Ronnie.
Max. I was pretty happy with the overall effort. This is a week-to-week league. 1 week we can look like chicken something, and the other week we can look like chicken salad. I wanted to piggyback off Wagner. He did play really good yesterday. And the whole defensive line, that's the best I've ever seen the special teams play in a while. The one thing I am curious about, I want to find out. I can't wait to find out about Cigargate. Tommy didn't get no problems with his cigar yesterday.
There were issues.
So
he'll talk about it on tomorrow's show.
Yes, I'll be looking forward to listening to that.
He texted me about 12 times pregame. He was upset about way it was handled.
You guys are radio gold. You two are radio gold, dude. Radio gold.
Tommy's been smoking cigars before Skins games at FedEx at Northwest Field for 20-some years now, and apparently now they won't let him do it. But no one cares about that. What do you got on the game?
Well, I just want to get that through. But just overall effort, and I think with the injuries, I'm looking forward to find out with the injuries. We're going to be banged up pretty much all year. We just got to get it together and just keep going, and don't sleep on Atlanta because they can definitely take us out. But I love the show, I love the podcast, and I hope you guys have a great day. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Ronnie. Let's go to Sabah's been on hold. Let's go to Sabah. Sabah, go ahead.
Hey there, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call. That was a great game yesterday. Let's see. My good is one who I wasn't a fan of, Marcus Mariota. I'm becoming a big fan of his. He's playing like the number two overall pick, Heisman Trophy winner that he is. I thought he made very good decisions. He ran when he had to, not when he wanted to, and he threw when he wanted to, not when he had to, and that made his decision-making more quick and more decisive. I like the McNichols guy and the Mason guy. And I thought it was the bad I have was on Seattle, where
the
Raiders. I was thinking Pete Carroll, sorry.
Yeah.
Where they know our kicker can't make over 50 yards or so right before that half. He actually missed, and they had called timeout and then gave him another chance. I thought that was so comical. I'm like, why would you do that? Because he actually missed.
Well, teams do it all the time, you know, when they have the timeout to spare.
Yeah, but that's dumb. Against our kicker can't make a 50-yarder to save his life like the first time he kicks it. So, anyhow, then I got one last thing for you that I'm sure is not going to be popular, but I want to know on the bad side, why was our starting quarterback, the future of the franchise, not with a headset on, listening to every single play and word when we're on offense and talking to Marcus Mariota and the offensive coordinator on the sideline? Instead, he was sort of spectating. And I said, well, maybe this is just normal because it's a day off for him. So I looked at what J.J. McCarthy was doing. He had a head thing, an earpiece in his head, and he was listening to every play going through it in his head. These guys still have to learn. So I just thought that was bad look for him. He was dancing on the sideline, smiling, bobbing his head with the hoodie on. I thought he should really be engaged. And he needs to learn from.
Well, you know, he was not on the sideline in the first half of the game. He came down.
Well, that's even worse.
I don't know if it was the second half. I think they did that for the purposes of when it's a knee injury. I think that they try to keep some of those players off the sideline.
Well, he should have had the headset on, communicating and going through all the plays, listening to every single play that's run. Because to me, if I want to be the best at what I'm doing. Yeah. I want to train and learn every day of the job, particularly when I'm young at it. So,
I want
him to be better at passing decisively, not only when he has to, and running.
You mean like he has been for basically every single game of his career until last Thursday night?
He wants to do what now? What was that?
He's an incredibly decisive passer, Jaden is.
Well, the first two weeks, he has not been.
No, he was against the Giants. Go back and look at the first touchdown pass against Hurts.
We'll agree to disagree, but I wanted him to
have. There's no disagreeing. I mean, the guy was, he had the greatest rookie season in the history of the league for a quarterback.
Yes, he
was incredibly decisive, incredibly accurate. The system allows that. Marcus Mariota is benefiting from that system as well. They're both really benefiting from a super coordinated offense. But if you're implying, which I think you are, because you sent me a DM that I was reading right before you came on, that somehow Marcus Mariota, is more decisive as a passer than Jaden, then you just are ignoring the entire 20-game slate from last year. And by the way, the Giant game where he was incredibly decisive at times. I did think Marcus Mariota was really sharp yesterday. I really did. I thought he really looked good.
We have to pause to praise Marcus Mariota for some reason. But when,
who did? I led with him today.
It's like he's a Hall of Famer. I just want us to be fair.
Well, he's not a Hall of Famer yet. He's not a Hall of Famer yet, but. But nobody's pausing to praise Marcus Mariota. That's your own sensitivity. I mean, if you've been listening to other people who have said he played poorly. I gave him I said he was an A.
Yeah.
A plus if he didn't fumble. And I liked the play in which he fumbled.
Me too. And I think he should play against Atlanta. I think they need to kind of soft bench so he can get right.
What does soft bench mean?
I want him to learn.
What soft bench
like they're
mean?
Doing to J.J. McCarthy. He's not hurt. They're soft benching him.
He wasn't hurt yesterday?
Why would you say that?
Hmm?
Soft benching means that they're not pleased with his play and they want him to learn something.
Well, it's like you kind of hurt and, you know, you might need some time away. Let's see what this other guy can do. Let's let you learn. These guys are young, Kevin. They're young. They're not polished quite yet. Okay, and I know that Jaden had a lot of college experience.
That's true, and he's younger than Marcus Mariota. You know, actually, you're starting to persuade me. So let's carve out, like, the next 4 or 5 games. Let Jaden sit back and learn. He's at that point.
He needs to be 100%. 100%. So he can have his fastball.
No. You implied that it had nothing to do with it with injury. It was a soft benching.
Soft.
I'm sorry?
That means he maybe could have played if our backup isn't really
but
that
But you don't
good.
Want him to play Didn't even if he's ready to play. Yeah. You want a soft benching. You want him to sit back and learn for a while.
Well,
right?
While Mariota's playing the way he is, absolutely. Because when he
the
gets
Raiders.
On there, you want to be the best of him.
What do you think Jaden would have done yesterday? He would not have had a good day. Had he been healthy?
No, not from what I saw the first 2 weeks. No, I think he would have been hesitant. He would have overthrown Terry's pass. He would have instead. You know, okay, here's a good example. You know that pass that Mariota threw the ball like sidearm? Everybody said it should have been grounding, but it wasn't.
That was a great play.
Your guy, our guy, Jaden, would have tried to
Your guy, no. Got to self-correct there. It is our guy because you are a fan of the team, just not a fan of Jaden.
Well, that's not true. I want people to earn it. I want people to earn what they have. So in that example, Mariota got rid of the ball, and it wasn't a sack. But yet, Jaden would have kept that ball, tried to run out of there, and probably gotten a hit.
Maybe.
Whereas Mariota avoided a hit. If you
Maybe.
Notice, the defender came
I don't know.
Right
Jaden's done a
hit.
Pretty good job. Remember the Baltimore game last year when he unloaded it a couple of times to avoid sacks? Yeah, I mean,
he
didn't
do more of that this
look,
year.
Last year, I'm kind of with you. I don't think he earned much
He's
last year.
He's still the most hit quarterback. I mean, come on. Last year and this year so far. So,
last year what?
He's still the most hit quarterback, right? That Mia Kimes?
Yes.
He's still the most hit last year.
That Mia Kimes? What does Mia Kimes mean? I don't even know what that
Mia
means.
Mia Kimes or whatever. Remember she had that thing where
Mia
Jaden's
Kimes?
The most
I don't even know what that means.
Well, the lady on ESPN, he's the most
what about
hit
her?
Quarterback. She's pointed out that Jaden is the most hit quarterback. Of all last season, out of all of them.
Okay.
Including these two first weeks.
Right. Yes, he's been the most hit quarterback last year, and he was the first 2 weeks this year. And we got to get those down. But I don't think it's because he's playing the position poorly. I don't think that they should soft bench him. I mean, I'll consider it. I'll consider the soft benching. How many games would you soft bench him for?
Well, I'd probably play him against the Chargers. Because the Chargers
you bring
Jaden
back against the Chargers?
Yeah.
Okay, so a 2-game soft benching.
That gives him 3 good weeks of rest because he had basically a week and a half. Plus
right.
Yeah.
Because of the Packers game. Okay, so sit him for the Falcons. Not sit him. We soft benched him for the Raiders. We'll soft bench him for the Falcons game. We'll bring him back for the Chargers game. The opponent that is much better than the two that we just played.
I want him to listen to all the plays and learn. Right. I don't want him being a spectator. I want
listen,
him to actually
that,
be involved
that particular
in the game.
Part of your call is an interesting thing. I'm kind of with you on that. Now, I think that the reason he was in the injury suite, which is the way they described it, is because it's a knee. So I don't know that he should have been on the sideline at all, but I think part of it is he wanted to celebrate Marcus Mariota's game and his teammates and the success that they had had. But I don't know that they wanted him anywhere near the sideline area, meaning near the field, you know, as a backup quarterback on headset. You know what I mean? Because of the potential hit. Look at what happened to Quinn yesterday. They certainly didn't want that to happen to him.
But why was J.J. McCarthy on the sideline? He had an ankle injury.
I don't know. I can't tell you the reason for that.
I
think the knee and the ligament and maybe the lateral movement is a bit of an issue right now with him, and so they want to protect him by keeping him in the injury suite, but maybe he shouldn't have been on the sideline at all. Maybe he should have sat with the offensive play callers. All right, Sabah, thank you.
Thanks.
We have definitely gone beyond the Sabah limit. But the soft benching of Jaden yesterday and the suggestion that they should do it again next week, let's all ponder that for a while. Let's go to Ian. Ian, go ahead. We're following Sabah with Ian. Ian, go ahead.
You know, I know she's a doctor, but I have a hard time believing someone believes that they should soft bench Jaden Daniels. I mean, that's a position.
I don't know. Maybe we could be missing something here. We could be missing something. Look, it never hurts a young player to sit back and watch an older, more experienced player. And Marcus has been a phenomenal mentor to Jaden. Maybe Jaden needed this soft benching. Maybe he needed it.
Yeah, I'm not going to take that position at all. I didn't hear your open. And when I called into Max, I said, this is Eddie Jordan harvest your nuts type victory.
Yeah,
and he said, that's what Kevin said.
Yeah.
And so I agree with you. And I think, you know, you always use your Kevinisms of week to week league. You never know. And you see that every week. And I had the preseason prediction of 9-8. I don't feel that different now. I think one of my takeaways that you haven't mentioned is a lot of the injuries, you know, it's like, oh, we have the injury bug or this, that, the other. I think that's a little callous because when you sign old players who are injury prone and then they get injured, you can't throw your hands up and say, it's bad luck. Austin Eckler, yeah. Will Harris. Some of these guys are injury-prone players, and when they get hurt, that's got to be a reflection.
Will Harris
a little
isn't
bit of the
an
GM.
Old player, is he? How old's Will Harris? Is he in his 30s yet?
I think he's 30, and maybe I'm wrong on that. But like, yeah, I mean, again, factually, this is the oldest team in the league.
Yes, that's
younger.
True. But we also know what you know that. A guy like Josh Johnson and Tressway. I'm not saying that some of the older players aren't playing, but Bobby Wagner hasn't gotten hurt. Zach Ertz hasn't gotten hurt.
Hasn't gotten hurt yet, right?
Von Miller hasn't gotten hurt. I'm sorry, who?
Yeah, like Debo is obviously very injury prone, and he hasn't been yet. But my point is
But Debo's only 29. Isn't Debo only 29? Is Debo even 30?
Yeah, Debo is 29, but I mean, you can agree that his 29 is not commensurate.
Oh, I totally agree with that. But I think the idea that it's, you know, I forget the word you used, you know, but essentially saying it's borderline misleading to be upset or you're missing the forest for the trees to be upset about their injury proneness because they're an old team. Well, it's not their old players who are getting hurt with the exception of Eckler.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. I thought Will Harris is an older player, but
pulled it up. He's 29. He turns 30 during the season, late in the season.
Yeah, I think when you hit 30 in the NFL, you're called that an old player, right?
No, 29? No, 29 is not an old player.
I mean, maybe that's a degree.
By the way, Preston Smith didn't help their age thing any, did he? But he was inactive yesterday. What else from the game? Let's not get.
No. I mean, it's just like you said, a harvest your nuts win. You have a little bit of breathing room on a weaker, potentially Atlanta team. I feel like they should absolutely bring back Jaden. Like that shouldn't even be a conversation. But yeah, I mean, you got to feel positive about a lot of things. I think the concern is the injury, and that's what I was leading with. But no, overall,
the injuries are piling up, and you know, there's you can't predict those things. I guess if they were all older players, you could have said we should have seen that coming. That's not been the case yet. I'm not saying it won't be the case. And by the way, I agree with you on Debo. Debo is an older 29. He's having a sensational start to this season. If he stays healthy, they're going to be in good shape offensively because he's a weapon they did not have last year, including as well as De'Ami Brown played at times. But look, it's early. We got a long way to go. 14 games. They needed that one. 1-2 would have been a tough start. They needed to take care of a team that was sort of ripe to be taken care of. Thanks, Ian. Let's go to Lap. Lap, go ahead. Thanks for holding, man.
Hey, man. Hey, we love you, Sabah, man. We just want you to root for the team, man, because we don't know who she like. She always got to take a shot at Jaden, man. You know she wanted Drake May initially, so. And then she's not rooting
well,
for
the team. Well, I think this all stems from the Taylor Heineke stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. We know she loves Taylor Heineke, just like I like John Wall. So I understand. I understand. What I liked, I was really excited to see the offensive players out there, you know, make plays with Lang and Debo on special teams. Luke McCaffrey, they need to get him the ball. I was a little concerned with him coming in, but he knows how to get open, man.
I think so, too.
I think, they need to use him more, Kevin. They definitely need, because he can help take pressure off of Debo and Terry a lot, bro, if they can get him going.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on with Noah Brown. He's always, like, I call him Mr. Glass. But he's always hurt. But and the front seven, I thought they played pretty good considering. I thought that the secondary was going to be the strength coming into the season versus the front seven. But if the front seven can play collectively like that, man, as a unit, I think we got a chance. But the injuries kind of concern me. I'm with you with Mario. Mario looks good. Even when Jaden, if he's hurt or banged up or he's not there, I'm confident in Mario that can come in, you know what I'm saying, and be competitive with a chance to win some games for us, definitely.
I'm thinking, and
I agree with you guys. I would sit Jaden. I'm sorry, Kevin. That was my last point. I would sit Jaden to the Chargers game and let Mario to rock out with the Falcons, even though it's not going to be an easy win. I think that's a winnable game, and I think Mariota could come in and help us. Because you got to spread the ball around, man. Make teams respect you, you know. And I think I like what he did yesterday, besides the fumble.
The one point that Sabah made that was spot on is that Marcus Mariota was super sharp and super decisive yesterday. I loved it. I really did. I thought he was outstanding yesterday.
Chris Moore in motion, straight ahead run. And tough yard, still on his feet, Jeremy McNichols. I don't think they're going to get him. And he is in for the Washington touchdown.
Chris Myers on the call on Fox yesterday. Jeremy McNichols breaking tackles en route to a 60-yard touchdown run. The last time a running back for this organization ripped off a 60-yard run, Danny, do you know who it was?
A 60-yarder. See, wasn't Brian Robinson, so it's before him. Did Alf do it?
Alf never did it.
Chris Thompson snuck away once.
Darius Geis.
Geis? Oh, in that game where everybody ran for 150 yards against Carolina?
Probably,
was it that game?
Yeah. If I had to guess, I don't remember what game it was, but... You don't see home runs like that. And that one wasn't like he just kind of ran away from people. It was everyone thought he was tackled and he ran
three different times, four different times. Yeah, it was amazing.
But the running game in general, this is what they dreamed about with Brian Robinson in San Francisco and Austin Eckler on injured reserve. They still have three guys they really trust. And at different points, Chris Rodriguez, very good. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt had some really nice work. And it was Jeremy McNichols who hit the home run, 60 yards. To the house yesterday. Time for some game balls to the best and gassers to the worst. 800-636-1067 is how you can join us to give out a game ball or a gasser. 800-636-1067. Danny, you get to give out the first game ball.
Cliff Kingsbury, take a bow. Take a moment. Use your really deep voice and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're far too kind. Everybody eats. You get a carry. You get a touch. You get a nice highlight play in this game. He was masterful, I thought. Always ahead of where the defensive coordinator was. Always outguessing them, outsmarting them. Getting guys in really good positions to accentuate their strengths.
The return game was remarkable. First kickoff of the day. Debo Samuel's 69-yard return set them up just outside of the red zone for what was a touchdown. That's seven special teams points as far as I'm concerned. Then Jalen Lane rips off a 90-yard punt return for a touchdown. They said he was the best return man in the draft. He looked like it there. He's been really good early this season. That was their first punt return touchdown since Jamison Crowder in 2016 against the Ravens. It's been nine football seasons. Let's go to Toki Altizer for the latest on a 90-yard punt return for a touchdown from Jalen Lane. I mean, Toki, how steamed up were you? Because Jalen Lane, you've marked out for since the moment they called his name. So I got to be honest, we're watching it here in the studio, and we see a flag fly. Now, I assumed it was on the Raiders because I saw somebody run out of bounds right away, and I was like, I assume that's on the Raiders. So it was a little bit subdued, but it was almost like vindication because I knew this guy could do it. I saw it happen all the time at Virginia Tech, and to see him take it to the house, I was like, please just make the punter miss. You can't get tackled by the punter. He made a miss, and it was almost, obviously, jubilation, but it was almost like I knew this was going to happen at some point. Glad it finally happened.
Confirmation.
Yes.
It was, you were just like, I'm not surprised. That's what Jalen Lane does.
Can I just say real quick, the idea that a Washington fan assumed the flag was on someone else when something good happened, that's the innocence of youth right there. Everybody's sitting there going, ugh.
Well, that's why we were all very quiet. Yeah. Like a lot of us were still thinking like, oh, there's a block in the back or a hold somewhere, but I'm like, I'm hoping it's that Raiders guy.
So I didn't see the flag, and I thought the reaction in the crowd was weird. The players were all going crazy, but I was like, it felt to me like people were not as excited as they should have been. And then I realized, like, oh, okay.
They see the laundry, yeah.
But I thought, unless there was another penalty, I felt really good about it. Because as you said, it was obvious in real time, this dude's just running downfield the entire duration of the play out of bounds. I thought that had to be the flag. But you never know, I guess, until they pick up that hanky. And then, by the way, on the return game, really quickly in terms of this game ball. So you have Debo 69. Mm-hmm. You have 90 from Lane, and then you have Luke McCaffrey had this gigantic hole. He fell. He tripped on like the 25-yard line. But again, the blocking was there would have been another 50, 60, God knows what, return from Luke McCaffrey. So whatever Izzo was doing yesterday against the Raiders, he had them schemed and sliced and diced.
And their coverage I thought was really, really good too. Give me another game ball, please, Darius. Marcus Mariota needs to be said. I think 3-4 drops in there. Otherwise, he's, what, 15 for 17?
Well, he would have been 19 of 21 in the game without the drop.
Yeah, so there you go. The only mistake, we talked about it, is probably not necessarily the fumble itself, but cutting back inside when maybe there was an opportunity to either get down or kind of, you know, go skew towards the sideline. But I think once you're in the secondary running free like that, you're thinking, I could score right here. So I understand that. Ended up being like a, you know, like a short punt with a return. So that's a bummer, the fumble. But everything else, I thought he was splendid in this game.
Terry McLaurin back in the mix. He did have a drop, and the quad ends up getting dinged. So now we've got to wait and see what happens there. I mean, if he's injured and misses a few weeks, that'll bring up the old conversation that we said would happen if he suffered a September injury. Although it feels like it was kind of quirky, like he was reaching for the goal line while being tackled, and that's the play he suffered the injury on. I actually thought it should have been a 57-yard touchdown.
Should have been a touchdown, as far as I'm concerned.
Instead of a 56-yard play that got him to the one. But he leads the league in being basically yanked down at the one-yard line. If you go back to last year, it's kind of tough luck, like what happens to him. But it was just 3 catches on 4 targets. So it's not like he was overly involved. But 74 yards, the big explosive play when they needed it. You have 74 yards in every single game. All season long, you end up with 1,258 yards. I mean, that would be basically a career high for Terry McLaurin. So I'm going to give him a game ball for yesterday.
Bobby Wagner, thanks for coming to the game today, buddy. What I love is going through a box score, right, or a Pro Football Reference and, you know, different spots, and I like seeing numbers in all the different columns. How about 2 sacks? How about 11 tackles? How about 6 solo tackles? How about 2 tackles for loss? How about 3 quarterback hits? He was everywhere. He was Roy Kent from Ted Lasso. I love it, Bobby Wagner.
Matt Gay missed another field goal, and this time it wasn't 50-plus, which has been the bugaboo for him in his career. It was a chippy. It was sub-40. This was a 37-yard kick. At that time, he was 1-for-4 on the season. Now, to his credit, he made from 46 and, impressively, from 56. So he's now 3-for-6 on the season. Still not a good batting average. But the 56-yarder and the 2-for-2 to finish the game saved his bacon. Worth noting, he missed from 56 initially, but Pete Carroll did the thing that I don't understand why any team does, where he calls the timeout so late that a kicker gets a practice kick. You cannot convince me that a professional athlete getting a practice kick does not help you more than it hurts you. So regardless, he misses from 56, then he gets to try again. He makes from 56. He was 2-for-3 in the game. But he also, sneaky, people forget this, he kicked the ball out of bounds immediately to start the game after Washington's first touchdown.
They hate momentum, or he does.
They're up 7-0, and then you kick the ball out of bounds, which he did a couple times in the preseason as well. So I've got 2 very negative moments for the kicker yesterday. That's too many.
Dorrance Armstrong, another sack. They've played 3 games, and he has 3 sacks. So that's an average of... That's 3 divided by 1 sack per game. Dorrance Armstrong continuing his strong play from the end of last year and in the postseason. He's going well.
Let's hit the phones. 800-636-1067. Sean's in Falls Church on Grant and Danny. What's up, Sean? How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it, guys. I love the Roy Kent reference. Thank you for that. Everywhere, every effing where. But yes, no, I appreciate. I think it definitely goes to McNichols in a moment in the game when you needed something big and a guy that's going to get more touches, especially with Eckler not being there. I think that's a game ball right there. And then, yeah, Matt Gay, you can't miss 37 yards. You can make 56. That's extra, but you can't miss the short ones. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Love that call. Two reasons. One, it was 10-10. Washington was better than the Raiders were. And yet, they kind of messed around. You missed the chip shot. You had a turnover. You penalized yourself away from stuff. A game that you're winning and should be winning by a lot, you're not. It's 10-10. The next drive, that's when McNichols changes the game right there. That play, and I think the Jalen Lane play, were kind of the two where you went, whew, okay, now we're breathing easier. But that was a massive momentum shift.
Scott's in Locust Grove on Grant and Danny. What's up, Scott?
Hey, I forgot to prompt your guy, but I am a longtime listener and a first-time caller.
Well, that means Jim Zorn gets
Jim
the
Zorn is sleeping. Give me a second. We got to wake him up.
Jim, are you ready?
Jimmy!
No.
Jim!
All right, Scott, go ahead.
Okay.
You kind of stole my thunder, Grant. But...
Give that! You don't get to be unprepared and then just cut him off in the middle of his
the
point.
Guy. That's not right.
Rude, Jim. Rude.
Rude guess how.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah.
But my game ball, like I said, Grant, kind of stole my thunder. My game ball goes to, I guess it's Larry Izzo. I didn't even know his name, but the special teams coach. I think he figured something out. There were holes every single kickoff return. There's a huge hole, even the one Luke McCaffrey, like you said, slipped on. So I'm sure that teams will figure out and look at film and figure out what he figured out. But
gigantic, like drive a truck through it.
Totally right. And remember, in the preseason, their coverage units weren't very good. They started off each of those games with big returns against them. They've been dynamite in that area as well.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Let's go to Kenny in Falls Church. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, Ken.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Game ball has to go to Mariota. This guy has been outstanding in this offense. He's going to be a starting quarterback somewhere next year. Do you guys agree with that?
Well, I think he's going to try. I mean, he tried this offseason. It didn't work out. He wanted Indianapolis. They chose Daniel Jones, who's been, by the way, incredible. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league through 3 weeks this season. But here's what I could see. Wherever Cliff goes, I could see him bringing Mariota with him to help implement and instill the offense. And then you figure out, what's the quarterback situation? If they don't have a QB, maybe you draft a guy and you develop him behind Mariota. Or if they've got one, maybe you just bring Mariota in as your backup or whatever. But I could see him rolling with Cliff because I think they have a good rapport. I think he really, really likes the offense.